Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the New Year's Eve edition. Yep, it's New Year's Eve right now. Edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, and that's everybody, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, and especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California, I believe it's probably a little bit warmer where I'm at, where he's at. We'll find out in a minute. It's the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Hey, thank you, Captain. Hello, everybody.
And there's a big crowd on the porch.
Yeah.
The Outback Bowl. Ready to go. And I'm telling you, they're all here in this hotel right beside me.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, I love it. When there's a football game comes to town, they pack them in right here beside me at the Hilton.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah. All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got to start out with what's going on in Colorado that kind of came out of nowhere. Some grass fires started, and that's fairly common for some of the plains east of the Rocky Mountains because they don't get a lot of snow in some of those areas. The wind blows a lot, dries things out. And wouldn't you know, I'm not sure how the fire started, but I heard a lot of reports about some power lines being down, and that's all it would have taken. But 21,000 people in the small city of Louisville, Colorado, and another 13,000 people in the small city of Superior, Colorado, off U.S. 36, were told to evacuate and get out of Dodge.
That's exactly right, Captain, with winds gusting up to about 105 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
That is incredibly fast.
Mm-hmm.
This has resulted in several hundred homes.
Category 3 hurricane.
That's right. Several hundred homes have burned, also a hotel and a shopping center. And as you mentioned, many thousands of people have been evacuated in several of these fires started. And you're right, there at least some of them, we understand, were sparked by downed power lines. So this is a major, major development, what's happening in the state of Colorado tonight.
And to our affiliate in Denver, AM 710, The Answer, KNUS, If any of you people in Denver, especially the emergency first responders, need any help, you can feel free to call the show. We'll get you right on the air, and we'll get out what you need to have at 877-969-8600. We will try to help you from down here in Florida, because there's a lot of people that are listening to me right now that are first responders, both military and civilian, and they would be able to help you. If you need to help, we're here to help. Okay, that's what we do in this program, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right, so there you go. And we're reaching out to the people up there in Colorado because we've got a very good affiliate there, great people. I hear from them a lot, callers and whatnot, and we really appreciate them. And that's what we do on this program. We did it the night of the tornadoes in Kentucky, too, tried to do the best we could.
That's right, and we actually heard from some folks in Kentucky as
yes,
well.
Yes, we did.
That's part of what this program does. That's
yes, it is, and we can't tell you how honored we are to be able to do that, because there's nobody else at this time of the night that's doing it.
That's right.
There's programs that are on, but they're not talking about what we're talking about. They're talking about people going up in spaceships and, oh, I got captured by an alien. Oh, geez. Anyway, okay. How about the White House today? President Biden apparently told Putin the U.S. will respond decisively on the Ukraine. In the meantime, Putin took Biden to school.
Well, one can only wonder what President Vladimir Putin thinks about the things that Joe Biden tells him at this point. One would think if I think it was December 7th, they had their video call. That didn't go very well. At least the look on Putin's face could tell you that. But President Biden did evidently tell Putin that there could be a complete rupture, quote unquote, of U.S.-Russia ties if they in fact invade Ukraine.
Well,
we'll see what does that really mean?
Well, yeah, and he may have spoken out of turn again, because he has a habit, just a habit of open mouth and insert foot.
Right. Right. Well, you know, the problem is, and this is not fun to say, but you have the American president who just doesn't seem to understand the magnitude of dealing with somebody like Vladimir Putin at this point. Putin has he knows what he wants to do, and I think he senses that Joe Biden doesn't really have the leadership as say that if he went up against a Ronald Reagan, mm-hmm. or if he went up against almost any other American president.
Mm-hmm. And the incoming mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, has revealed that he will, in fact, keep Bill de Blasio's vaccine mandate in place, at least temporarily.
Yeah, at least temporarily. One might think that, of course, he also emphasized that he was going to, you know, their whole thing was vaccines and testing. But we'll see as we get into the first week of the new year if that really stays in place.
I think he's going to make some changes, because the businesses can't take this. Okay,
right.
Hold that thought, Kyle. Okay, folks, you're going to take a break, and we're going to come back from that break and be back with a lot more here on the Captain's America Third Watch New Year's Eve edition. Happy New Year's coming up tonight. We'll be bringing in the new year, starting in Denver when we come on the air live. Don't go anywhere.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell and Company. And I bought something from them yesterday. I bought a mattress. Now, the reason I bought a mattress, I don't really think I needed one, but the mattress cover has been so comfortable, and I said, well, my God, if this is that comfortable, how about if I buy the mattress to go with it? It ought to be like sleeping on air. So I'll let you know. But I bought a mattress, and it's going to be coming sometime next week. I'm looking forward to it. I've already got the Giessen sheets. Oh, those are great. It's like sleeping on ice. You can literally slide around. And the pillows, oh, my goodness. And I've got their along with the sheets, I've got their blankets that they sell, so that's all really nice, too. But anyway, you need to check them out by going to the website, MyPillow.com. See all the different things they've got. And they've got some tremendous sales going on right now because they're trying to cut down on their inventory. They don't want to go into the new year with a whole bunch of extra inventory if they can help it. And between now and probably the next week or two, you'll hear me talking about all these specials that they've got going on. So the website, the homepage, MyPillow.com. You'll see some of them there, probably around three dozen or so. And it'll say, with your promo code, the price is so-and-so and such and such. Well, the promo code is always going to be the word Captain. That's the promo code. And when you see the logo link for radio listener specials, click here. Click on that. Open up that page, and you'll see well over 100 items that are marked down, most of them 50 to 75%. Talk about saving money. Now, and by the way, that's why I bought the mattress. I bought it on a spectacular sale. So there you go. So that's Radio Listener Specials page. Click it on there. Again, it'll say with your promo code, the price is so-and-so and such. Promo code is always going to be the word Captain. Now, want to talk to a live person and not do business on the Internet? Here you go. The telephone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So here's the three rules of thumb with MyPillow. The website is MyPillow.com. You use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. And another little bonus. You can go off frankspeech.com to the MyPillow.com link that's there, the logo link, and you can use my promo code off that website, too. Promo code is always going to be Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. Okay, Kyle, I'm curious to see how those how that mattress winds up.
Yeah, you've
seen them. They're really sharp.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I think everybody will be curious to know how it works out because, again, that's one of the great products that's there that people might not have known about even before from the big box stores, but now everything is there at MyPillow.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can take your pick.
Yep. Now, the CDC yesterday increased its COVID-19 risk level for cruise ships to the number 4, which is the agency's highest warning level. That's not good. Now, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, also said that people should, and this is going to really hurt, should avoid cruise travel regardless of their vaccination status after a tremendous increase in COVID-19 cases on the cruise ships this week. There's been all kinds of increases going on.
Well, that's right. Some 5,000 cases have been reported to the CDC between December 15th and December 29th. But, you know, Captain, the Cruise Lines International Association, of course, is very up in arms about this, and they're basically saying, look, the majority of those cases, this according to one of their spokespeople, the majority of those cases are asymptomatic or mild in nature, posing little to no burden on medical resources on board or on shore.
Uh-huh.
So they're definitely not in favor of the CDC raising it to their highest level. That being said, of course, as a result of that, we've also seen the cruise stocks dip a little bit on Thursday because of this. And to an already hurting industry, this is another big blow.
Yeah, it is. And by the way, that noise you just heard was a message coming in from Richard the Marine in Oregon. He says, Happy New Year, Captain and Mr. Kyle. Thank you for a great year of broadcasting. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, thank you for the compliment, Richard.
Yes, very much. Thank you, Richard.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We're number 47 and we try harder.
That's right.
Oh, boy. So anyway, now they're telling you don't get on a cruise ship. Pretty soon they'll be telling you not to get on an airplane. Or wait a minute. I guess the deal with the airplane is everybody's going to have a vaccination card. That's where they're going with that.
That would certainly track, but also right now, Captain, especially this weekend, if you can even get on an airplane, because you have a lot of these flights that have continued to be canceled.
600 flights as of last night for tomorrow.
That's right.
Tomorrow meaning today.
And a lot of it's the crews that are down. And similarly, on the cruise ships, if you have several of the crew members, they go off to be isolated in some different part of the ship, in the bowels of the ship somewhere or something. And so this is, it affects service, and it affects the ability for them to
And that's the reason why the airlines were looking for 3 days on the downtime, because it takes about 3 days for them to do the rotation.
Right, exactly. But as travelers go this weekend, and in fact, I think there was another warning issued that if you could put off non-essential travel until at least January the 2nd on air travel, that might help help things. But people are waiting forever in the airport, or they're waiting forever on hold trying to talk to the airline.
The traffic yesterday trying to get into the international airport, which is right beside me over here. Traffic, and by the way, I got over on the surface street and came in that way. It was backed up all the way halfway across the bridge across Tampa Bay.
Wow.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, so there's a, now usually there's a natural sort of pullback on the crowded nature of the airports of, as soon as we hit the new year, get into the first week. But because of all these cancellations,
you're all backed up.
A lot of people, yeah, a lot of people will still be trying to get home, I think, in the next week.
Now, there's a doctor in Minnesota, very well known, Dr. Scott Jensen, who received a notification from the Minnesota Board of Medical Practice 2 days before Christmas informing him of their request for his records. Now, Dr. Jensen is being investigated for the fifth time in the past 17 months by the Minnesota State Medical Board for statements related to COVID-19. Now, the board is now requesting to see medical records of his patients who were prescribed. You ready for this?
Yep.
Ivermectin.
Yeah, very interesting. Now, of course, you know, one of the things that happened early on in this whole COVID issue was the fact that you had doctors coming out. They talked about these different combinations of things that seemed to be working well, but those things were never allowed really to be reviewed or peer-reviewed or anything like that, because you could only have one opinion about COVID. But this would be interesting to see how this plays out.
Yeah, we'll find out soon enough.
Yep.
And by the way, the new COVID-19 cases in the United States have soared to their highest level on record, as the Omicron coronavirus variant is estimated to have taken over the virus's Delta variant as the most prevalent strain, contributing to the new COVID-19 infections. Now, keep in mind, we explained to you that just because it comes out as a coronavirus positive test, if it's the Omicron, it's no more than having a cold or the flu.
Well, that's exactly what the symptoms seem to be like, and that seems to be holding. You know, you can never say never, I guess, with something like this. But
did you hear what they did in South Africa?
Well, I think, haven't they said that they seem to have run its course, basically?
The emergency in South Africa is over.
Right, exactly. Yeah, they
over.
Think that it's kind of done it's done its thing.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see, because of the mild symptoms, because of how quickly it seems to onset and go
yep.
away, and the transmissibility of it, is this going to burn through the population
yep.
very quickly?
And they told everybody that from the beginning, but no, the Europeans and the Canadians and the Americans and the people in Asia just went off the deep end and panicked over something that was not all that terrible to begin with.
Well, right, and I think a lot of people are kind of at odds with that now, because they really don't want to see the ongoing continuation of a Biden administration or the federal government or the COVID police or whatever it is you want to call it, continuing to tell people this and that when it may not be the case to panic.
All right, hold that thought, because we're going to unpanic as we take a break right here. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back. We'll be right back with more.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Massive Colorado wildfires spread by powerful winds burned several hundred homes and forced evacuations of two Denver suburbs, Louisville and Superior. Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
Those who don't know this area of Boulder County is right in and around suburban subdevelopments, stores. It's like the neighborhood that you live in. It's like the neighborhood that any of us live in.
So far, more than 34,000 people have been evacuated. The CDC is reporting nearly a 500,000 new COVID-19 cases in a single day. It's the highest daily total of any country during the pandemic. Also, at least 15 states are reporting their highest single-day totals ever. Hospitals are now reporting a staggering surge in COVID patients, both adults and children, and most of them are unvaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot over there at Relief Factor. Now, they're up there in the Seattle area. That's where they make their product. And I was talking to one of their people in promotions yesterday and asked them about the snow. And they said, it's still here. It's been cold enough. The snow hasn't melted. And they got more snow coming right in on top of that, about 6 inches more. By the way, Snoqualmie, they're calling for a foot or more over the next day or so. So be advised of that. We'll get into all that in the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. But Relief Factor is a product that I've taken for 7 years now, and it works for me. That's why I tell you about it. And I wouldn't be telling you about something that doesn't work. And I keep it in my system every day. I take it twice a day, once in the morning and once about midnight at night. Now, The great thing about this is it is totally drug-free. But the natural ingredients in it does what the drugs do without all the side effects. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which happen to be clinically developed fish oil, botanical and fish oil product, will actually help support the body's natural response to inflammation by lowering or eliminating pain associated with a problem you got going on by going right straight to the source of the pain. It's unbelievable how it works, and it works for me. Now, you can go to the website they gave me, the Captain, and let's see, listen to me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, that's relieffactor.com/captain, and it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You'll know at the end of 3 weeks if it's going to work for you, and if it does, you just get automatic delivery, and away you go. You don't have to join any clubs or anything like that if you do it off my website. If you do it another way, you may have to. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's Relief Factor. Give it a try, because after all, Kyle, all you have to lose is pain, right?
That's exactly right.
And by God, it works for me, and I wouldn't be telling you that if it wasn't true. Okay, now, how many Marines has the Biden administration just discharged over the COVID vaccine refusal, them not taking it?
I think, as of right now, I think it's 206.
Yes, it is, and counting. There will be more. Now, the cases are being appealed, I will say that. So this may be something that may, in fact, not happen. They may be allowed to come back in. But as it stands right now, the government, a judge somewhere, I forget what state it was, a friendly judge to the Biden administration, decided that, nope, it was okay to go ahead with this, and they did.
You know, this is really something. You know, a lot of people don't understand, Captain, why the Biden administration seems to be okay with weakening our military and discharging Marines who are serving their country.
It's the dumbest thing you can do.
Well, it really is. I mean, and then how do they think they're going to go out and do a campaign where they're going to try to say, you know, and doesn't President Biden at the end of most of his speeches, at least I've seen, he says, "May God protect our troops," something like that. Well, what gives here?
Well, what gives is the same thing as Biden saying something the other day that he's repeated at least 10 times over the last couple of weeks. You ready?
Yeah.
My administration's had the strongest first-year economic track record of any recent president. What a freaking crock of bull excrement.
Well, people just ask themselves, on January 20th of this year, it's almost gone, of course, but the January 20th of this year, what were they paying for gas? What were they paying for milk? What were they paying for general groceries at the grocery store? And what are they paying now? And that answers that question.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And because, in other words, it can't be hidden.
Nope.
So by coming out and saying propaganda, people go, that sounds like, you put it, I think, quite a tad better.
But he must think when he says that, he's dealing with a bunch of ignorant morons. Because I don't care how many times you say it, it's not true. It's not even close to being true. He is the worst president on history when it comes to the economy, trashing the economy, having it go backwards as quickly as it did over not the 12 months the first year, but the first 6 months.
Well, sure. Sure. And the fact, Captain, that so many Democrats have now turned against Biden and the Biden administration and just about all things, you know, far left Democrat nonsense. This has just been a real object lesson, and they're not falling for it anymore.
Okay. Now, I want to tell all the partygoers that are going out tonight that we may have a problem. Kyle's been on this story all day. So, Kyle, what's the story?
Well, Captain, as you know, the two things that really go together on New Year's Eve are those 192 Waterford crystal facets there on the ball in Times Square that they fasten onto the ball each year. But that and also champagne. And so people, they want their champagne to be able to ring in the new year. But, Captain, there is a champagne shortage.
Yep.
That's happening right now. And this has several different factors to it, not the least of which are deliveries is coming in on ships, but also drivers to take it to market.
Yep.
Not just that, it's also a shortage of those little cages that go on top of the bottle.
Yep.
Also labels and boxes.
Uh-huh.
And so this is what they're actually calling it, a perfect storm.
And the corks.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
So all these facets of this have come together to create this champagne shortage this year. And so many people are simply sitting back and saying, really, another thing that we have trouble getting, at, you know, because of the pandemic or the supply chain problem and so forth. And that goes right with what you're saying about President Biden, Captain. Oh, no, it's the greatest year so far, whatever. But
well,
nobody believes that.
I'll one-up the whole situation. Last week or the week before, he said, and the grocery shelves are full again. They're full again. Yes, they are. They're all stocked. Wally just sent us a message in the chat room. You want to read it?
Yeah, I think here it is. Wally just said, he says, lots of empty shelves at the grocery store.
So take that, Joe Biden.
Wait a minute.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Let's go, Brandon.
Well, but you know, too, but at the grocery stores and other stores, they spread out the merchandise now to make so that the shelves
I'll give you another thing they did. They took a piece of cardboard with it was like Christmas paper, but it wasn't Christmas paper. It looked like it had a display of cans behind the stuff that was there.
Yeah.
They had two rows of soup, okay? Soup. Campbell's soup. And behind it, it looked like they had a whole display. So I never like to get the cans up front. I like to reach back a little bit because I know they rotate the product, okay? So I reached back and I stuck my hand through the paper. I didn't mean to, but I did. And when I did, there was a woman standing there watching me. She's going, I thought that was fake.
Yeah, because it's there. See, it's there to try to, for lack of a better term, fool you. But it's to cover up the fact that they don't have enough product. People in America are not used to going to the grocery store and seeing shelves that don't have any product on them, or that has a very small amount of product on them. And so this is happening. It's not just one or two places. It's all over the place.
Well, let me put it to you this way. 2021 is going into the history books. It began as a contested election, then an inauguration, and then months of political turmoil. President Biden ran as a moderate but took a swerve to the hard left. President Trump was impeached again and left office in the aftermath of an infamous insurrection at the Capitol. Identity politics was on full display as Biden celebrated such milestones as the nation's first transgender assistant secretary of health. That's fact, he did. But voters pushed back in Virginia, where parents rejected critical race theory after being told to go home and not vote because of the pandemic. And actually, they went to the polls in droves and voted in a Republican governor and legislature for the first time in many, many years. Now, hurricanes and tornadoes did their damage. The COVID pandemic introduced frustrated Americans to the Greek alphabet like Delta, Omicron, and there were tragedies too, like the condo falling in South Florida. Now, the supply chain was disrupted, and the brothers Cuomo were rejected and tossed out onto the street. Good thing for that. The birth rate fell, inflation rose. It was quite a year, Kyle, and now it's over. On to 2022.
Most people, Captain, that I know, they're happy to get into 2022. They have a lot of high hopes for the future. But right now, as we're ending the year out with all the COVID nightmare and all the other stuff and the fact of the economic issues, they're hard-pressed to do that. But they are going to be hopeful. You'll see.
Well, I know that. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you something here, folks. When we come back, the Truckers Highway Bible Report, we're going to give you all the weather that we got out there. Plenty of it. And then 2022 is going to be a red year. It's going to be a year with the color red. And I got plenty of red shirts. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I've waited 20 years to show you my true feelings. Meet me at the center field stand, midnight.
Thank you.
love is a crazy one. Broke into the stadium and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number I wrote, call for a good time. I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy. Standing here today, I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing. Who could that be singing? It's me. Baby, would you wake up call? How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy. Standing here today, I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Ah, Toby, Keith, how do you like me now? Kyle, how do you do anything? What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. All righty, well, let's get going here. I wanted to play that just to get a little mood music out there and make some people feel a little better because we're going to talk about Colorado right off the bat. We're going to go right straight there to the weather. If you're coming out of Denver up US 36, the problem is going to be about 30 or 40 miles out of Denver. You're going to run into a whole bunch of side roads and even portions of US 36 that may or may not be closed tonight because of the smoke and because of the fire, but they've turned the power off, which was part of the problem they were having that started the fire to begin with. So, Kyle, go ahead and tell us, and they've got some shelters for people.
They certainly do, Captain. Yes, and 34,000 Xcel customers in Superior and Louisville had their power taken down because it appeared that some of these fires were starting up because of downed power lines. Now, folks, there are four evacuation centers open for residents in the immediate area where these fires are burning. It's also called the Marshall Fire right now, as a matter of fact. Now, here we go. The South Border Recreation Center, located at 1360 Gillespie Drive in Boulder. That's 1360 Gillespie Drive in Boulder. The Lafayette YMCA at 2800 Dagny Way in Lafayette. That's the YMCA, 2800 Dagny Way in Lafayette. The North Border Recreation Center at 3170 Broadway in Boulder. That's 3170 Broadway in Boulder. And also the Rocky Mountain Christian Church at 9447 Newot Road. That's N-I-W-O-T Road in Longmont. Now, there's one other caveat here, Captain. If you're COVID positive and you have to evacuate, you need to go to the COVID Recovery Center at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, and that's located at 3485 Stanford Court in Boulder. This is from a local CBS TV station there. Yes.
Okay, very good. Now, go on and take it out west, and we'll try to do as much as we can while we got time, because I got all kinds of things going over by me now. Oh, well, go ahead.
Well, of course, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we still have a lot of weather happening. Of course, up in northern Montana tonight, we've got a wind chill advisory. Now, over the border, by the way, from Montana up in Canada, in Calgary, there's extreme cold warnings.
Oh, God, yes.
40 below with the wind chill factor, basically. So it's cold, but very cold in Montana as well. Also, winter weather advisory this year for our friends in Missoula and heading on up as you go into northern Idaho, Coeur d'Alene and so forth, this area, winter weather advisory. 4th of July pass, 12 degrees. We've got snow coming back on Monday, according to the forecast right now. Also, Cabbage Hill, 16 degrees. You've got hard and continuous snowing going on right now. So you've got a lot of these things happening, continuing these mountain passes. Salt Lake City, I think they've got some snow going on there right now. Winter weather advisory all down Interstate 15. Of course, as the captain was telling you about in Denver, but also west of Denver coming out I-70, you've got avalanche warnings, winter storm warnings all the way on your way to Utah. Down in Phoenix, we got freeze watch. So if you're coming across from Phoenix to Southern California, be aware of that tonight as well. And we'll have more in the second hour, yeah. Truckers Report.
Yeah, when we come back top of the hour, we're going to give you some more information, but I got to go with what I got here. We've got extremely cold temperatures in North Dakota, South Dakota, talking about bitter below zero weather all the way down, halfway down into South Dakota and the western part of Minnesota. Also very cold temperatures tonight in Iowa, in Nebraska, in Kansas. We've got a winter storm watch right now for parts of Kansas, parts of Nebraska, parts of Iowa, parts of Missouri. We've got fog, heavy, dense fog in the central part of Illinois and the lower part of Iowa. We've got a winter storm watch going right into Chicago tonight. We've got fog in the middle part of Michigan tonight. We also have fog and a drizzle, freezing drizzle warning right now going on, and some rain, light rain. Take your pick. It depends on the temperature. Southern part, central part of Kentucky, southern part of Indiana, southern part of Illinois, western part of Tennessee, dense fog. Dense fog going up 65 north out of Nashville up into Kentucky when you run into the rain. Got a lot of fog tonight in Alabama, Birmingham, north, south, east, west, Montgomery going up towards Georgia. It's not in Georgia yet, but it looks like it could be. Fog in the northern part of Mississippi. We've got fog all the way along with light rain all the way along the Gulf from way down in Naples, up around Big Bend, over to Pensacola, over to New Orleans, over to Houston, on down to the Valley, down below Galveston, and then straight across to Eagle Pass. And then we've got fog on the east coast of Florida tonight going up I-95, dense fog from about West Palm Beach on up to Daytona right now. All that's subject to change, but folks, it's a bad night as far as traveling in certain parts of the country. And up there in Colorado, we're going to try to keep you as warm as the best we can. When we come back after the top of the hour news, we're going to let you know some more information we have about Colorado. Kyle, real quick, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
All right, folks, go to pilotflyingj.com. There you can use their locations function to find the Pilot or Flying J nearest you, because they're going to be your safe harbor in this cold and snowy weather wherever you are traveling across the United States tonight. And when you pull in, be sure to join the Drivers Club if you haven't already, and that way you're going to start earning points on everything that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J. Also, check out their cup of coffee, folks. It's going to be the best cup of coffee you'll find on the interstate. We think you'll agree.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget, folks, that there is a situation going on in Colorado because of the fires up there. And by the way, if you want to call us, if you've got any information up there, the emergency services, you can call us at 877-969-8600. We'd be happy to put it out on the radio for our listeners up there that are listening right there in your backyard, because we are the news talk show in the middle of the night that comes out of your area. Everybody else is talking about ghosts, goblins, or God knows whatever. Kyle, hang on. Folks, we'll be right back. And Lenny said something about Kentucky. I'll get into that during the break. I'll see what he said. But he's doing some things up there to help the tornado victims. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.